This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, DZ, did you see who is selling their entire music catalog? I'm like shocked by this, but I'm also like, okay, I get it. Justin Bieber.
He's trying to cash out.
$200 million. My first thought was, well, that seems early. But then I also thought, no, it doesn't, because he's got six albums over like 10 years.
He's been in music for a little bit, even though he's young.
Well, it just told me, I think he's going to make more and he wants to get rid of the old stuff. Because with music evolving, with technology, with streaming, it's not like back in the day where like the Beatles catalog is like going to be continue to grow and grow and grow, and the Eagles and all these old groups. You have so many people coming in and out. I almost feel like he would make more now selling it than he would in
later?
20 years. Yeah.
Really? You don't think it's going to incur a little more value over time?
Are we going to be like 70 being like, Justin Bieber? Like our parents were with the Beach Boys? Like, I don't think so. No.
I'm 29, not going, Justin Bieber. So I don't think I'm going to be doing that in 40, 50 years. Yeah.
I think it's time. I think he's doing the right thing by selling it all. It's going to be $200 million he's going to get for it, which is a lot of money. What I'm saying is, I don't know if it's going to be worth more down
later.
The road. I think now is like the time to do it.
And it's in light of everybody else selling some catalogs, publishings, whatever. So go ahead, young man. Get your paper.
Yeah. Make money on it now. Make new stuff. And then in another 10 years, if that stuff does well, sell that stuff.
Honestly, I think even if he doesn't make more music, he's in a good place. His music will continue on, live forever. It's Bieber.
Yeah.
Come on now. He's been all over the world, back and around. I know he's dealing with some other things as far as health, too. So maybe he's just taking some time to focus on that
but
and doing his thing.
I know people who are still waiting for him to reschedule that Summerfest show from 2 years ago.
That's
still
not gonna happen.
Oh, come on.
That's not going to happen. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be that guy.
You don't think he's ever going to tour again?
No, he'll tour again. I just don't know if it'll get rescheduled out here.
Damn, I hope so. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. How you doing, DZ?
I'm feeling good.
We got to work right before the snow kicked up.
I'm feeling good because I made it in right
on time. We're feeling good. Be careful out there, everybody. Seriously. But coming up next, you and I got into a funny discussion yesterday about our jobs and if we would want to be stay-at-home parents. And we were completely opposite on this take.
You know what? I'm kind of taken back that we answer so differently.
I know. We're like total opposites. So coming up next, we're going to talk about this. If you could be a stay-at-home parent, just wait to hear what DZ and I both said. We're going to talk about it next. KISS. 103.7 KISS FM. I'm sorry, I was hungry. I took a bite of my muffin right before I went on the air, okay? I was hungry.
You just got to get a bite where you can.
I was hungry,
that's
man.
All, just a little piece.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Allie and DZ, and we're live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And DZ, yesterday you and I got into a discussion. It was pretty interesting, which was, if you could be a stay-at-home parent, would you?
Yeah.
And I said, hell no, because I know I'd be exhausted. I want a break from my kids. I like to go to work.
It surprised me because, you know, you love your children.
I love being a mom.
And you love being around them.
Mm-hmm.
You love their energy, what they do.
But
so
no.
I'm like, why would you want to be a stay-at-home parent, right?
No, thank you. But you said the complete opposite.
Listen.
Talk to me about this. Talk to me.
When I say I would go home right meow. If given the opportunity.
Yeah. If money was no
object.
If
money was no object,
let's just say like your significant other, or maybe you're single like me and you just can work, you could be a stay-at-home. Who even cares?
If there was not a care in the world as far as financial stability.
Yes.
And my happiness was also intact. Because your happiness isn't only at work. I love what I do.
Yes.
This is why I enjoy getting up every day, right?
Yes. We're
but
lucky.
But I also, exactly.
We're lucky. We have a cool job.
You know.
Find a different job, I might say a different answer. But anyway, yes, go on.
But we also get to go home and enjoy time with our families, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a beautiful part. I'm thinking of doing that 24/7, and I'm like, yeah, of course I'd do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know how clean my house would be?
Mm-hmm.
You know things would be spotless.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be running errands all day. We'd be going to the gym all the time. Kid would be juggernaut athletes. Everything would be tip-top. Like,
I would actually challenge you on that and say, I don't think your house would be spotless. I don't think you would get as much done as you think. I think in a perfect world, we think if I had more time and I could stay at home. I could do everything. But haven't you ever seen the TikToks with all the stay-at-home moms who like I'm with them. They don't clean. They race at the end of the day to get everything done, just like the rest of us, because they're busy with their own crap.
I'd be happy doing that too, though. That's not a problem. I'd be just fine with that.
I don't know. Hello, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Charlie.
Oh, Charlie. We haven't heard from you in a minute. Let me get your theme song pulled up here, my friend. Hello.
Hello. I'm not a
cow. I don't say cow. Moo. Charlie, would you be a stay-at-home parent if you could? Tell the truth.
This song.
I was.
You were?
Oh, let's talk.
I was a stay-at-home.
And?
I was a stay-at-home dad. I loved it, and I would do it all over again if I had to.
Charlie, tell me more about it.
Moo.
I lived in Texas at the time. We lived in Texas at the time, and I loved it. I would take him. I found a farm down there where I could talk to the farmer. I could take him anytime I wanted to. I had no Eric could go anywhere I wanted to down there and stuff.
So you worked it on a farm, though?
No, he just made friends with a farmer so he could take the kids to the farm whenever he wanted. He met Farmer Brown.
Oh, got
it. He watched the cows go moo.
Moo.
Sammy would love this.
I mean, my house, it was always clean. I just had laundry done, everything. I would have dinner on the table when she would come home.
What?
Charlie, flex.
Wow,
flex on her for the one time, Charlie.
Damn. You're a chameleon.
But then she divorced me, though. So she divorced me.
So it didn't work out so well. Oh, damn.
She ain't deserve you, Charlie. No, she ain't deserve you.
Nope. And my boys agree with me, too, so.
Oh, he's bringing the kids into it.
No, we've talked since I've been down there. Recently, when I was down there, and I said, I'm so sorry. I love you guys, but I'm glad I'm not married to your mom.
Okay. Now he's lighting her up on the radio. Charlie, oh my God, you're killing me. All right, Charlie, love you, bye.
Hey, he said he did it and he loved it, though, man. Have a great day.
Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Brian from Calabama.
Oh, I already know what this guy's going to say. Let me get his theme song.
Tell everybody, go ahead and tell everybody.
Tell him, Ryan.
Ryan, I already know you want to be a stay-at-home dad because I saw what you posted in the Kiss FM secret group for the theme song holders. You want to be a stay-at-home dad, don't you?
I did at one point. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, yeah.
But, so I was unemployed for 6 months, and I was the stay-at-home dad for those 6 months.
And
let me tell you.
She went nuts.
I cannot do it. I went insane.
Preach.
Insane.
I would be interested, Ryan, to see.
DZ.
I would, if once DZ has more than one, I would be really curious to see what he thinks staying
at home. Once you're outnumbered.
I think that right now it'd be fun for you with just Sammy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, true. I only had one at the time. I only had little Emerson. And I would just. You feel like you can accomplish so much, but you really
can't.
Because you end up just watching and following the kid.
You're busy.
And you think your house is going to be clean. Guess what, buddy?
Hell no.
You're going to clean one room, and guess what? As soon as you leave that room,
destroyed.
That 18-month-old or whatever,
right back.
You're starting right back over. It's
That's
a full
right.
revolution all day long.
A full revolution, he says.
You will pull your hair out. You will be shaving that beard off. You will be
Don't
so
you wish that evil on me, Ryan Bobby.
I couldn't agree more. I could not agree more.
I'm telling you, man, been there, done that.
It's true. It's
nice
a fantasy.
Going to work and having a break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I get it.
I go to work for a break as well. I can't wait till Monday comes around sometimes. And I know I'm not alone with that with other parents. Listen to Ryan, DZ. Trust me. Thank you, Ryan, for the input.
I'll trust him. He's a theme song holder.
And then you got Charlie, who's like, I can do it all, even though my wife left me. So there's give and take, my friend. Give and take.
It's a 50-50,
right?
Exactly.
All
give
right.
and take.
Yep. 414-533-1037. We're going to discuss if you could be a stay-at-home parent. No financial issues.
None to worry about.
Money didn't matter, would you?
All day.
Hell no.
Every day.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ, and we're talking about if you could be a stay-at-home parent, would you? Because I said, hell no, thank you. Boy. I go to work for a break. I love my kids. I love being a mom, but no thank you.
Boy, would I.
No thank you. If money was not an issue.
Please thank you.
DZ, because he said, I'm in. I want to do it. Please, Lord.
Don't let me hit the lottery. I swear. Hit the lotto. I'm big lotto. I'm at home lotto. I'm big poppy lotto. I'm cleaning everything lotto.
I feel like you have a vision of this. Like it's got a beautiful day written in front of you. And I don't know if it's, I think you're going to be pulling your hair out by the end. Listen, Jessica's in Racine, day two calling in. She's working towards a theme song. Jessica, congrats.
Oh, yeah.
I believe in you, Jessica.
Yes, I do too. Jessica, if you could be a stay-at-home parent, money's no option, would you?
Oh, Allie, I am with you. Hell to the no.
Why though?
I am a teacher, so okay, I am home with them in the summer, and that is enough.
Thank
for
you.
Me.
So you get a dose of
plus,
it.
Plus, you got to remember, we live in Wisconsin. In the winter, you're stuck inside, so you go crazy with those kids.
Yeah, maybe then you just got to get more comfortable going outside. We were just talking about get some snow pants, go outside, play in the snow.
Look,
too.
It's for a certain type of person. Somebody texted in and said, I love being a stay-at-home mom, and I believe there are people that love it.
No.
I believe there are people that love it. I am not one of them. No way.
No, me either.
Even during COVID, I went nuts. I was like, okay. Like, get out of my face right now.
You're saying I'd run out of things to do?
I don't even know if it's just, it's stressful. You're like in the same spot. Yeah, you can go out and do stuff, but then eventually you can only go to the park. You go to the park 300 days in a row. You're going to start to get bored, DZ. I'm just saying. And then you got to pay for doing
other
stuff. And even
the kids get bored. They don't want to.
They get annoyed with you. And
I guess I'm not thinking about the kids. I'm just thinking it'd be just easy to do.
I like working. Like, working does something for me. Like, it helps my self-esteem and it gives me something of my own. Like, I like having somewhere to go.
Yeah, it's your identity.
The kids become your identity sometimes when you're a stay-at-home parent. If it's for you, like, DZ would love it. I believe he probably would love it. Do you, boo.
Do you, boo. Jessica,
thank
you.
Until you have another one, DZ.
Until you have another one.
My
so
wife's
true.
In for it. Don't tempt her, y'all. Don't tempt her.
Jessica, we'll talk to you tomorrow for day three.
Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Jen is in Fox Point. Jen, if you could be a stay-at-home parent, money's not an issue, would you?
Hell no. I couldn't do it. No. Honestly, I will say, like, I think there are a lot of factors involved. I think whether you're married or with somebody and you have the help versus being a single mom. And I think the age of the kid is very relevant. Like when they're younger, I have a 2-year-old and like right now he's mobile. He's adorable. They're cute. When they get older and talk back, you're like, oh, hell no. I don't want to do this. No. So I think it really depends. And I also agree kind of with you, Allie. Like I have a job where I'm hybrid, so I can work at home and I can go into the office. Mm-hmm. But like, I need the mental break.
Yeah,
you need the mental break.
So you need to get out of the house. So you even though you can stay from home, you're glad you have to go to work a couple days a week.
Yes, I enjoy the time with my son, but at the same time, when I drop him off at daycare, I'm like, oh, thank
you. Like your structure,
you
right?
You can breathe a little.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Yes. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
Abby is in Wauwatosa. Abby, if you could be a stay-at-home parent, money is no issue, would you?
Come on, Abby. Come on, Abby.
I have to agree. Absolutely not.
Hey, it's funny that all the moms are like, no.
I'd love to hear a man's perspective other than she.
Well, it's funny because Charlie said he loved it. I'll give him that. DZ said he would love it. Tony, the mascot man's texting in saying, hell yeah, it'd be like daddy daycare. It seems fun and it's all roses until you're in the middle of it, people. I'm telling you.
Well, yeah, and I think it's incredibly important for your mental health to have a break.
Yeah.
And also, when your kids are at daycare, they have friends there. You know, they're constantly stimulating their brains when it's just you and your, like, I only have one kid.
Yeah.
When it's just you and your one kid, they easily get bored and then it's just downhill from there.
I do think some parents are really good at being stay-at-home parents. I do want to state that for the record. It's just not me and it's clearly not Abby.
Right.
We are not the ones cut out. There are people cut out for every type of job. We are not the ones for the stay-at-home parent. Clearly, Abby.
And I work in healthcare and it's crazy and wild, especially during COVID, and I still would pick going to work.
She would pick going to healthcare during COVID.
Abby said, I'm a superhero and I'd still rather do that than be a stay-at-home mom.
Damn,
okay?
Girl.
Okay?
Oh, that's impressive. Hey, thanks
hats
for calling
off.
In.
Say
yeah,
less.
Hats off for sure.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Last but not least, she has earned her own theme song. Emily in South Milwaukee. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the family.
Emily, we're talking about if you could be a stay-at-home parent, money's no issue. I said, absolutely not. DZ said, absolutely, he would love it. Would you do it?
I gotta side with DZ. That's okay. An absolutely yes. So I love kids. I work with kids. I work in the school. I am not a parent yet, so that also might have something to do with it.
Fair.
But I was a nanny for years, mm-hmm. and I loved it. I loved coming up with activities to keep the kids busy, and like I was a nanny for a family of three, mm-hmm. and like of all different ages. So like,
but you got to go home.
Up with activities for everybody.
Right. It's like being a grandparent. Yeah. You get to have your dose of the kids, and you love them, and they're fun, and then you go home.
You knew it was limited time.
Exactly.
Yep. And I always thought that it'd be a fun job, especially when it's your own kids, you know? Like, so
no,
I am a hell yeah, but
when my kids were little,
why people would be no.
I thought I wanted to be a stay-at-home parent when my kids were little, and now I'm like, no way. But I do think it's for some people and not for others.
Right.
You know?
Yeah,
maybe you'll get the chance to test the theory one day, y'all. Who knows?
Hopefully. Like, I'm like you. Like, if I win the lottery eventually, like,
of course.
That's stay-at-home.
In a perfect world, you'd be there with your parents or be there with your kids,
exactly.
And you know? But,
right.
Yeah, it takes a special
exactly.
person. All right, thanks, Emily.
Have a great day.
You too. Have a happy Wednesday.
For the record, DZ, you can't go be a stay-at-home parent. I need you here. Sorry. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And DZ.
What up?
Week 4. My Spanish lesson was Feliz Cumpleaños for your little baby Sammy. Was 18 months old. How was his birthday yesterday?
We didn't do nothing.
You shouldn't at 18 months. Yeah, but we still wanted to say happy birthday to him.
Gave him a hug and
the
kids, dapped him up. He was good.
We'll do the 2-year-old birthday for
exactly.
sure.
Exactly.
So we were talking off the air yesterday about how Potawatomi. I haven't been to Potawatomi in a hot minute. I got to get out there. When's the last time you were at Potawatomi?
You know, I'm not a big gambler. The last time I was at Pato was actually for an award show, the Best Of, Chevron Express.
It was at Potawatomi.
Yeah, Best of the Walk. They always do it at Pato, and it was a really cool event. I'm not too big on gambling because I'm pretty sure I got an addictive personality.
Speak for yourself.
So I'd rather not get into that.
I love gambling.
Penny slots.
No, penny slots are boring. I'd rather do like card games, blackjack.
I play craps.
Mm-hmm. I've tried to learn, and I'm just... clearly could not do it, but I love Vegas. I'll gamble all day, and I'll go play bingo as well.
I love me some bingo.
Yeah, I told Potawatomi I want to be their bingo caller just once.
I'd be an auctioneer. Does that count as gambling?
Sure.
Okay.
No, it doesn't. But like Potawatomi, people go there for all kinds of reasons. They go there to eat dinner. They go there to gamble.
Some people stay in the suites.
Yes. And then I've been there for shows as well. When they've had comedy shows, I was a judge for a Hawaiian Tropics contest one year in the Northern Lights Theater.
Inside of their theater.
Yeah.
I've never been in it, but I hear it's dope.
It is, but now we see they're getting rid of it.
I'm not going to get the chance.
No, because they're starting their sports betting area.
Oh, I did hear about that. See, I could get into a little sports betting now. That's easy leisure betting. You know, bet on a couple races, a couple horses, a couple games.
You're like, I don't like to gamble, but wait a minute. Hold on.
I could get into it. Maybe.
Yeah.
Sports betting. Hold on now.
You have to have self-control if you're going to gamble.
Exactly.
That's for sure.
Exactly.
And I can do that.
So they're closing the Northern Lights Theater, though?
Mm-hmm. And then they'll put in the sports betting area there.
So what are they going to do for a concert venue?
Nothing.
There?
At first I was like, wait, what? But then I thought, you know what? I don't think they need a theater at Potawatomi because you have all the theaters in Milwaukee.
Mm.
It's not like when you go to a casino like Ho-Chunk or somewhere in the middle and you go there specifically to see an act at a theater, right?
Right.
That's like the only place in the area. You don't have all these venues fighting.
They do a residency type deal where they bring somebody in.
Or just for the weekend, but there's not 17 venues right down the street who have acts as well. You're more in an isolated area. Milwaukee has theaters everywhere.
This is very true.
You know?
More coming.
Yeah. So, and maybe they'll add a theater. I don't know.
I would see an outdoor space. That'd be nice.
Ooh, an outdoor.
Something.
Oh, did you say they were going to do an outdoor space?
I think an outdoor space is what might be the plan.
Oh.
I don't know if any of that's confirmed, though.
It'd
be logical to do an outdoor, nice little getaway space where you can still do some concert venues. Because that'd be a perfect time now that there's so many other venues coming, mixing in with the old school venues, new school stuff.
Yes.
Why not?
Absolutely. Well, I'd support that. I support any outdoor venue. You'd only use it in the summer, obviously. But
don't tempt me for more live music.
Right? Bring it.
What's up? Hi,
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, DZ. I gotta tell you, I didn't even know she was pregnant.
I had no clue, but congratulations either way. Not taking that away from you, big mama.
Two celebrities welcomed kids. The first one seemed to be a total secret to everyone. Paris Hilton secretly welcomed her first child with her husband, Carter Room, a baby boy. I looked him up. He's just some rich investment dude. Nobody we've ever heard of, just in case you were wondering.
Nope.
Because that was my first thought. Well, who is her dude? And by the way, she's 41.
Tech guy. Oh, really? She's 41?
It's hard to believe Paris Hilton's 41 at this point.
Thought she was going to be like 20-something for forever.
No. And I hadn't seen her in a minute. Now she keeps popping up in my TikTok. She's caught on to the fact that you got to be on TikTok to get yourself back in there these days.
Is she still DJing?
I guess so.
DJing, quote unquote.
No, she's got a baby. I guess we'll see if she keeps it going. So Paris Hilton welcomed a baby girl. That was a surprise to everyone. And nice. Then the other celebrity baby that came out of nowhere. Well, it didn't come out of nowhere. He did talk about it previously. Shamar Moore.
No, ladies going to be mad at this one.
It's going to be a fine looking baby. Let me tell you about that one.
Both parents are beautiful people for sure.
Yeah, him and his girlfriend. They welcomed, what did I say? A baby girl. That's right. Yes, a baby girl. His girlfriend is Jezzeree Dixon. I looked her up. Same thing. Model. You wouldn't know her, just like you wouldn't know Paris's dude unless
not
you really
familiar.
Pay attention.
But you know who's more famous in those relationships.
Yeah, Shamar is the star, but Shamar is 52, and that's his first kid. So I was like, look at him. His girlfriend already has two kids from two previous relationships, but this will be his first. So Shamar Moore becomes a dad at 52. Paris Hilton becomes a mom at 41. If you don't see the upswing with the trend here on later in life kids.
Shout out to them older daddies out there.
It's not happening.
It ain't the first time, but good for them.
Oh, God, no. God, no. Not at all. But even Paris Hilton at 41. I mean, women do it at 40. I had a friend who got pregnant at 42 accidentally. Accidentally!
How you do that on accident?
Well, listen.
Okay, never mind. You know what? Too many questions. Sometimes you don't want to answer to every one of them.
Just get an IUD or wrap it up.
Got it.
That's all I'm saying. Heads up, if you are listening on the Odyssey app this week and next week, you will be entered to win tickets to see Lizzo at Pfizer Forum, DZ.
That was kind of like saying, heads up, y'all should be listening on the app or online, 1037kissfm.com, downloading it, AUDACY, and logging in so that you get your entries for Lizzo.
That's right. Every hour you listen gets you a new entry. So good luck for that, because she's going to be here on May 16th, and I know a lot of people want tickets.
And she's bringing Lotto with her.
Ooh,
special guest.
Big energy, Lotto.
Big energy.
I love that. All right. So get on the app and listen through the Odyssey app. Every hour you listen, you're entered to win tickets to see Lizzo. But coming up next, we have Am I the Jerk? Get ready, everybody.
I'm ready. I'm buckled in.
You ready for this one?
I'm buckled in.
It involves a dad and a future stepmom, maybe. And there's a problem between the kid and the stepmom. We'll tell you next.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, DZ, you ready for this one?
I am indeed. What's good?
Danny wrote in to the show.
Shout out, Danny.
Danny, and he wants to know if he's a jerk for telling his girlfriend that she's not allowed to tell his daughter what to do. Get ready, step-parents, to be triggered.
I need to hear it because I already got thoughts off the title alone.
All right, this is what he said. He said, I'm a widower, so his wife has passed away. He said, I've been with my current girlfriend for 3 years. She moved in with me and my 16-year-old daughter 6 months ago. Generally, they get along pretty well. And I told my girlfriend at the very beginning of our relationship that I wasn't looking for a stepmom for my daughter. She's old enough. She doesn't need a new mom. Last weekend, I went out of town for 2 days, and my girlfriend stayed home with my daughter. And I knew my daughter was going to a party on Saturday, but when I came back from my trip, my daughter complained that my girlfriend told her she had to wash her makeup off and do one that's, quote, less provocative before she could leave the house. So I got angry at my girlfriend and told her she wasn't allowed to order my daughter around and she wasn't allowed to prevent her from doing anything I had already agreed to. My girlfriend and I had a huge fight and since then have barely talked. My daughter doesn't need a babysitter and my girlfriend isn't my daughter's stepmom or guardian. She's my girlfriend. That's it.
Am I
the jerk? Oh,
that's it, huh? Hey, okay, hold on.
Let's talk this out.
We do got to talk this out.
I have a point of view here. What do you
think? We can talk it out. 414-533-1037 as well. Get in on that talk. But
what do you think?
I I don't think he's the jerk. I respect where he's coming from. Mm-hmm. But the way it's described makes it sound like it's a little jerky, because it sounds like the girlfriend was only looking out for either the daughter's best interest or what she thought the father might be opposed to as well. What if the little girl, 16 years old, think about it, testing some boundaries, dad's out of town, she does a little more quote-unquote provocative makeup, tries to get away with it. Girlfriend's like, your dad wouldn't like that. You should go change it.
Listen,
maybe.
I get why he's upset, but let me tell you something. If you're going to move a woman into your house and you have a kid, uh-huh. and then you're going to say, but you have no say over this kid, that's right. whacked out to me. Okay, as someone who, my kids have a step-parent in their life. I think it'd be weird if my ex-husband moved my kids in with a woman and then told her, but you can't tell them what to do. They're the adult, they're the kid. Now, granted, the kid is 16, okay?
Right.
So I get that.
Virtually
she doesn't need
themselves.
A mom. But then wait 2 more years to move the girlfriend in, if that's the case.
Oh.
Because it's still a kid. She's 16, but she's not an adult yet. So you put the stepmom in, not even the stepmom, the girlfriend.
Is your girlfriend no stepmom?
In a weird position. I'm defending the other woman at this. See what I'm saying? I'm defending the step-parent who would be coming in. So keep that in mind. I think it's messed up to move a woman into your house, but then be like, but you can't have any say over my kid. Like, pick a lane or wait 2 more years then.
I think he was trying to draw a boundary that, you know, this is established and you don't need to be involved here.
Yeah.
Our relationship is the important thing. But then don't leave your daughter with her when you go out of town.
Yeah, I think it's wacky, though, that she's telling her to take her makeup off. It's 2023 on the other hand. Like, get over it.
I'm still going to say not the jerk,
though.
He's drawing a boundary saying, that's my daughter. Not yours, not trying to be mean, but I tell her what to do and I knew what she was doing. I was cool with it.
And I actually say jerk because I think that if he's going to move her in, she should have some say over the kids.
Interesting.
Or don't move her in.
Interesting.
Woo, I bet. Calls next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, DZ, hot one today. Danny wrote into the show. He's a widower. He's got a 16-year-old daughter. He moved in his girlfriend 6 months ago, his girlfriend of 3 years. But he told her, she doesn't need a stepmom.
Right.
I don't need a mom for my daughter. She's old enough now. He goes out of town for the weekend. His girlfriend stays home with the daughter. The daughter goes to a party over the weekend, and then he gets back. The daughter's complaining. The girlfriend told me to wash my makeup off and do one that's less provocative.
So he started a fight.
He got mad at his girlfriend and told her she's not allowed to order his daughter around. She wasn't allowed to prevent her from doing anything he had already agreed to. So now he's in a fight with his girlfriend that he moved in.
And he's wondering if he's the jerk for telling his girlfriend that she
cannot parent his
kid. His daughter what to do.
They can't tell his daughter what to do. I'm dying to hear what the callers have to say. Good morning to Shannon in New Berlin. How are you?
I'm good, Ellie and DZ. How are you?
Good, Shannon. Good to hear from you. What do you say? Is he the jerk? Is Danny the jerk for not allowing his girlfriend to tell his daughter what to do?
Yeah, I'm going to go with he's the jerk.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Okay, I understand boundaries. Mm-hmm. I get it. He did set a boundary. And however, I think that since he is bringing her into his household and into his life, he needs to maybe
merge the lives.
Yes,
that's the thing. Is like, as a parent, I can't imagine moving a dude into my house and then being like, but you can't tell my kids what to do. Then I just wouldn't move the dude in. I just wouldn't even do it.
But that's a conversation that was already had or needs to be rehad. Like, hey, I'm here now. I remember you said before we set a boundary that you didn't need a stepmother, step-parent. Is that going to change or not?
Yeah. He's undermining the girlfriend, but he also told the girlfriend she doesn't have a say.
Right.
Okay. Shannon says jerk.
Right. Okay.
Fair
enough. Shannon. Thank you for your call.
Yes, girl. Thank you.
Thank you. Good to talk to you. Have
you
a good
too.
Day.
Love. Likewise.
Right. Next up, she is a regular. She called 5 days in a row. LaToya in Milwaukee. Good morning.
Girls.
LaToya, is Danny a jerk? Because he told his girlfriend he moved in, she doesn't have a say over what his 16-year-old daughter does. His 16-year-old daughter doesn't need a mom. What do you think?
Well, I literally have a blended family, and our oldest child in the house is my husband's child. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of like our boundary where, I mean, and we've been together for like a decade, but he deals with his son. His son is he can't disrespect me. Like, don't disrespect me. But when there are, like, things that need to take place, I let his dad and his mom handle that. Mm-hmm. And then I'm just like that supportive piece. I don't think he's a jerk because he provided that boundary at the beginning. Now, if he moved her in and, you know, didn't explain that to her, then he would be a jerk. But she accepted that boundary. So since she accepted it, she needs to respect that.
Yeah, so I get that. I get that.
If everybody's being respected, then I don't think it's a problem.
Then it's not a problem.
If to be disrespectful to the girlfriend and the dad didn't stand up to support her, then he would be a jerk. But laying out that boundary, no.
Some
I don't think
power so. Stuff going on here. Right, like, take off your makeup. Don't tell me what to do. You're not my mom. Right.
And obviously, she doesn't think she gave her lip back. She must have just complied and then just told dad later on.
That does sound like that. No, LaToya, that's a great point because what you said was, you know, providing support. Let the parent handle it. Mm-hmm. And you just support and anchor whatever that parent chose.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Exactly. Thanks, LaToya. Thank you. I appreciate your input. Have a great day.
Today.
YouTube.
Next up, Lala is on the phone, Destiny's wife, and I'm not allowed to play Destiny's theme song anymore. Did you hear about this?
That sucks.
Destiny called and she lit us up. She's like, don't play my theme song for my wife.
What's wrong with you?
No respect, but we
are respecting here, okay? We ain't playing nobody else's song. You gotta get your own, Lala.
That's funny. Lala, listen.
We are one.
We are what, right?
Except in your theme song.
Danny and his girlfriend are not one, as we've learned, if you've listened to the Am I the Jerk. But Lala, we are split down the middle. LaToya said not a jerk. Shannon said jerk. Is Danny a jerk? Because now he's fighting with his girlfriend. He says, don't tell my 16-year-old daughter what to do. But the girlfriend's living with him now. What do you think?
He is a jerk. He's a total jerk. You know why? Because, okay, how would you expect somebody, and mind you, she moved in with him. They've been together for 3 years. Mm-hmm. How would you not expect for them to, like, step in or say, hey, can I say something or whatnot? I do understand that, you know, she said it, you know, without him being there.
Yeah.
But at the same time, don't be with somebody if you're not looking for a stepmom. Then be by yourself and parent that child by yourself.
Mm, boom.
Maybe that's what he's trying to do, but while still having a personal companion. I mean, a personal relationship.
You have kids, though. Your kid's not non-existent. You can't separate the two, especially if you're living in the same house. You're a parent, and now you got your significant other in the house. This is why I said, why the hell did
Danny's
you move
trying.
Her in?
Danny's
why
trying.
Why did you move her in?
Regroup.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Regroup.
Why would you move her in if you're not looking for a stepmom? Then y'all be in a separate ways so you don't have these issues, you know, in the future.
Like
so either she needs to move out or he needs to, like, move around and parent by himself without a companion.
Wait until the kid is old enough and out the house and then have her move in.
Well, and why?
Right. 16 ain't old enough.
It's not an adult
not
yet.
Enough.
Why would you leave then? Why would you leave her over the weekend with the woman and be like, but you have no say on anything that happens here, right? So you leave her with your child in the house, but you're not saying, but you have
He's
no say whatsoever. Like, that's messed up, too.
He got me hot over here. I need it.
Lala, we love it.
My jacket off.
Ding, 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 ding. You hear that, DZ? That's the phone and the text going off. Ding, 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 ding. Triggered. Am I the jerk today?
I thought I was getting an Amber Alert. Nope, just the phone going crazy.
Ooh, all right, so recap Am I the Jerk before we get to these other callers that want to get on the air right now.
Okay, so we've got a situation going down where a dad wants to know if he's the jerk for telling his girlfriend she can't tell his daughter what to do. He's a widower. Him and his girlfriend been together for years. Mm-hmm. His girlfriend has now moved in with him and his 16-year-old daughter over the last 6 months. He went away for the weekend. Knew his daughter was going to a party. She came back.
The girlfriend and the 16-year-old got into it while he was gone. And then
Talk about makeup.
Over makeup. And he came back and told the girlfriend who he moved in 6 months ago that she's not to be telling his daughter what to do.
Right.
So people are fired up this morning. Let's just go to the phones. We have a man on the phone, David in Racine. Good morning.
How you doing?
What do you think?
Somewhere, David.
Is Danny the jerk?
Man, he's a jerk and a dummy.
Hold on. Why you say that, David?
Yes, go.
One, there's a lot of information missing from this story. Mm-hmm. Obviously, this happened, at least 3 years ago. because he's been with this woman for 3 years. Right. So there's no telling his brother when this happened and if he tried to have a girlfriend before and something went bad. And then he was just kind of like, you know, thrown off and the girl was thrown off or whatever. Kid.
So, David, so not now, knowing that, though, say why you think he's a jerk.
Because you can't have two adults in a house and then have one of them not be silent around a kid.
Yeah. As a parent, I feel that.
You can't have a complete home if you have two people doing their own thing and one person that's just kind of there. Mm-hmm. If you're going to move somebody in and you're going to try to be a family, you have to do everything like a family would do. You can't just be like, well, you can live here and you can not do whatever.
You can be my partner, but you can't parent my kids, right?
Yeah, you can pay half of my bills and half of this stuff for my kid, but she can do whatever she wants.
Yeah, it's weird because she's still technically a kid, even though she's 16. That's why I said, why didn't he just wait till the kid was 18 and then the kid moves out and he moves the girlfriend in then? What's the point of doing it at this now? I don't get it.
Yeah.
I would never move a dude in my house and be like, but you can't tell my kids what to do, period. That'd just be weird. What's the point?
I mean, it's got to be a respect thing with both the adults.
LaToya was right about that. Yep. Uh-huh.
Obviously, the father has the most say, and the father is the one who's going to rule on everything. But you can't, I mean, this girl obviously needs some kind of a mother figure.
Mm-hmm.
She's just there. He's not going to be able to provide that.
Yeah, I hear you. And he left the kid with her all weekend, and then...
But
you're not in charge.
Well, he said it wasn't a babysitter. They were just in the same house under the same roof.
They're not. One's a child, one's a parent. They're not equals yet, man. I don't know.
And it wouldn't have been me, because if you tell me I can't say nothing to this kid, I'd have been like, well, you better tell that kid to go to your brother's house, your cousin's house.
Something.
Send the kid away.
Go stay over there, because there ain't no way I'm going to keep my mouth shut all weekend.
For sure. Thank you, David. We appreciate you.
These texts
Y'all
are going.
Have a good day.
You too, David. Mm. Thank you, man. The texts are going crazy right now. 414-533-1037. Someone said, why are we even sexualizing makeup? She's 16. I think the girlfriend's the jerk.
Oh, they're caught up on the makeup.
Yeah, because it's like, I'm screaming my head off. What's wrong? She's 16 years old. The makeup isn't provocative.
The makeup's stupid. I don't agree. I don't disagree that the girlfriend was arguing about something stupid with the 16-year-old. I can get behind that. The problem I have is, power trippy for sure, the problem I have is that he moved a woman in and then said, but you can't have any say over my kid that lives in my house with me. That's weird. I don't understand that.
Listen, feel the boundary.
Stephanie's in Greenfield. Day 2 getting through. Congrats, Stephanie. You're working up towards a theme song. What do you think? Is Danny a jerk? Stephanie?
Hello?
Oh, this isn't Stephanie. I put the wrong line. Hold on. Stephanie in Greenfield. Here we are.
We got it. We got it.
Hey, girl. My bad.
Hey.
This is why Allie's not a pilot.
He is a jerk. I mean, he let it be known from the jump. Look, she does not need a mother. She does not need you to parent her. And she should respect that. That's what he wants. And number two, he's a widower. I'm a widower. So if somebody told my kid what to do, that's a little touchy of a subject.
So you say not a jerk then. You don't think Danny's a jerk.
No, I think he's a jerk.
She's the jerk.
The girlfriend is. So you say Danny's a jerk.
In the clear, not the jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. He's in the clear. He let her know. Listen, she does not need a mother. She does not need parenting. Period.
Maybe
I
he's
don't need on her.
That's a great point. As a widower, maybe that's part of the attachment. He's like, listen, mother is her mother, and I'm not taking that away from her or her experience.
Well, that's some therapy stuff you got to work out, dude.
True.
Come on now.
That's true. That's true.
Okay, fair. So, and I love that you have a perspective on this, Stephanie, being a widower as well. So, if you moved a guy in or a partner into your house, you would tell them they couldn't parent your kids, or is it just because of the age?
I think the age. Really think it depends on the age. But, you know, one of them is 13, one of them is 17. My 17-year-old, they say no.
Forget about it. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, she's old enough already. It's, you know, leave her alone. But my 13-year-old, maybe certain things here and there.
Mm-hmm. All right, Stephanie, listen, we'll talk to you tomorrow for day 3,
That's
girlfriend.
Good.
Thank you for your input. Yes. Last but not least, Lala is in your hood, Bayview, DZ.
Not the Lala we just talked to. This
Different
is Lala Square.
Another Lala. Good morning, Lala.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Good, Lala. What's your take? Is Danny the jerk or not the jerk for the situation?
My take is I think she's the jerk because she went into this relationship knowing the boundaries.
Mm, okay.
She didn't go... She didn't go in there blind. She knew what to expect. But I also feel that she does have to build some certain situations where she has to discuss what's going on with the little girl, the 16-year-old. If she's messing up, take it to the dad. Let the dad handle it. You know?
Yeah, well, what are you going to do when he's out of town and they're there alone? You got problems.
Unreachable or something?
I mean, there's all types of ways to communicate with technology these days, you know? Like, take a picture. Hey, this is what your daughter's doing. You know, you might want to hit her up because she's kind of going, you know, she's messing up right now. Or she doesn't appreciate some certain situations.
I don't think you'd like this. I thought it was a little too much. Parenting is tough, though.
At least talk to him about it, then go in on the daughter with his permission. But I'm pretty sure there's more to the story than... what they're giving, because I'm pretty sure, like, she's allowed to say, hey, you can't do this in the household because she pays rent, she does her thing, you know what I mean?
True.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you for your input, Lala. We appreciate you.
Let's get you a theme song, too. Yes. Have a good day.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Day two. I can't even keep up with the texts right now, DZ. They're hot.
We said people were going to get triggered.
They got triggered.
Our bad.
Ooh, 103.7 Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
No! Come on!
Say it ain't so!
Don't do it! We have had them in town many times for our shows at the rave.
They're a staple in Milwaukee, let's just be honest.
Dude, Brendan Urie, the lead singer of Panic at the Disco, so happy for him, he announced that him and his wife are expecting their first baby, but then he said that's the end of Panic at the Disco. No! No!
All good things must come to an end. Look.
No, don't do it. Don't do it, Brendan.
You just got to fade slow.
Don't do it to us, Brendan. We want more Panic at the Disco. Why would you do that? I'm so bummed out about that.
It's time for him to go be a pappy.
You can be a dad and still be in Panic at the Disco.
He doesn't want to do it.
I think he's going to be a dad for a couple years and then he's going to come back.
He doesn't want to be Panic at the Disco. He wants to be daddy at the daycare.
I guess. And I get that. You want to focus on family. He's probably exhausted. He's been touring and doing, you know, albums. I get when people are tired and they're like, I'm ready for a new phase. He's 35 at this point.
They've been doing this for over a decade now.
Yeah. He announced it and he said that, you know, it's all coming to an end after a hell of a journey. He said, but sometimes a journey must end for a new one to begin.
Exactly.
So, and then he announced that him and his wife, Sarah, are expecting a baby very soon. So I get it. He wants to be an involved dad.
I think congratulations are in order, even though it's sad for the fans. You know what I mean?
Why do you have to say, like, we're done with Panic at the Disco, though? Why can't you just say, I'm going to be a dad, see you in a few years, peace out.
It was a good
ride.
And then
find out if you really want to quit in a few years,
you
right?
You know he's about to go solo when he comes back.
You think?
Yeah. Come on. Come on. I mean, he's going to be a pappy for a little bit, and then he's going to pop back up on stage and perform solo.
He's going to be successful either way.
I'm calling it now.
Okay. Fair. I mean, yeah, I couldn't tell you anybody else in Panic at the Disco. I'll stand by you on that. What?
I mean,
you're looking
disagree.
At me like you can't believe I said that.
No,
I'm
just going,
but
dang,
that's when
you're
someone
wrong.
Goes solo is when they're the only one known in the group. But
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. Well, I could have named everyone an NSYNC. That is a horrible example, DZ, but just saying. But Panic
not for my
the
generation.
Disco. Really? You couldn't name anybody else an NSYNC?
I'm going to mix them up with half of the Backstreet Boys.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting. Nobody besides Justin. You don't know any of the other NSYNCers.
I might mix them up with half of the Backstreet Boys.
Not even
no
Lance Bass. None of them.
I mean, I remember some of the names, but I couldn't tell you who was officially in what.
Well, it's been nice having you on the show, DZ. It's
Bye.
Been good. Bye. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning, DZ.
Good morning, good morning. It's a snowy morning.
I was going to say, is this our first snowfall together?
It's getting thick out there. I think it is our first official snowfall.
You did work here since 2014 off and on, so we've been in the building together when it snowed, but our first morning
Kiss
show.
Kiss mornings.
Morning show together with it snowing. And it's really pretty. It's probably not fun on the roads right now.
Allie, perfect time for a Spanish lesson of the day.
What is it?
Está nevando.
Está nevando. It's snowing.
It's snowing.
Nevando.
Nevando.
What word does that nevando? Nevar?
It
Nevar?
Is the
Nevan?
Nieve.
Nieve. Okay.
Nevando, the current
I'm overthinking
act.
It. Está nevando.
Muy bien.
Means it's snowing.
It's snowing.
Huh.
Well, be careful on that drive, y'all.
Well, it's really good you bought your wife a snowboard.
Yeah, good that we bought it maybe 10 years ago and still haven't used it.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about things you bought that are just collecting dust. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. DZ, our first snowfall together on the Kiss Morning Show.
Está nevando. It's snowing.
Está nevando. My Spanish is getting better, everybody. Get ready.
Huepa.
Huepa. Huepa Wednesday.
Huepa Wednesday.
I had to Google it, but now I know what it means. Huepa means hooray, yay, woo.
It's snowing.
It's snowing. Está nevando.
Let's go.
Look at me over
Perfect
here.
Perfect time to maybe use a snowboard for the first time.
Yeah. You had me dying the other day when you told me that you, tell me the story, you bought your wife something, because this is so relatable,
okay,
dude.
So when I say this is from years ago, years, my wife and I were still dating. Yeah. When this purchase was made, right?
You're only 29, but you and your wife have been together since high school.
We've been together for over 10 years.
Yeah,
married for
sure.
Six. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like, yeah, we've been together for
you
a while.
You don't know life without Aaron. Let's
nope.
be real.
And don't yeah. care to.
And don't care to. You I know, love that. You guys are cute.
But younger in our days, mm-hmm. I bought her a snowboard.
Yeah.
I bought her boots. I bought her binding. She was really into it. Has always loved snowboarding. Still does. She really enjoys it.
Oh, she's a snowboarder.
She's
Got
a snowboarder.
It.
She likes it. And we talk about going all the time. Mm-hmm. Just the way life works, and sometimes the way your bank account works out. Mm-hmm. You don't get to do all these things, right?
Because skiing must be expensive. See, I wouldn't have known this. Skiing was one of those things I never did. I never got into.
It's expensive.
I believe
it. It is a very, very expensive sport to get into.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, okay, you like these things? We were early dating on. I was like, okay, I found a deal for a snowboard.
Hell yeah.
Boots, bindings, boom, bam, bing. Bought it all.
Yeah.
Put it together. We got it good to go. We're like, oh, we're going to go snowboarding. We're going to use it. Yes, perfect. Fast forward about 9 years. Tell me why this snowboard with those bindings and them boots is hanging in the rafters in our basement collecting dust, because we've never, ever gone snowboarding, not had the chance to go in all of those years.
So relatable.
Tell me why we bought it and have never touched it since.
Because you're a human being. I feel you. So much crap we buy and just collects dust in our house. I get it. You had high hopes.
Right.
You thought, we're going to snowboard, Aaron. We're going to do this.
I'm going to get my snowboard,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. 9 years later.
Nah.
Still sitting there in the closet.
Nope.
We have a coworker who told us yesterday he got a Peloton, and it's literally sat in their basement. They've never used
That's
it.
Right.
And I relate to that, because I would kill for a Peloton, but guess what would happen if I got one,
would
DZ?
Would you use it?
It would sit in my basement, and I wouldn't touch it, and it would collect dust. I relate to this. Tell myself
I'd use it, but it'd be maybe a month before I'm like, nah.
Hell no.
Outside.
You know what I bought also? You brought me you triggered a memory for me. I bought a damn Elf on the Shelf. Well, Elf on the Shelf came to my house, for any kids listening.
And
I put him in the closet for for 5 years.
He was getting ready for 5 years.
He never came out of the closet.
You never used it?
The Elf on the Shelf never came out of the closet. Never came out of the closet.
So don't
dude.
Tell me Elf on the Shelf is still in the closet.
No, I threw it out eventually because I never used it, dude. I'm telling you, I never used it. Hello, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Ryan from Alabama.
Oh, look at Ryan in Alabama.
He's a man.
Ryan, so you probably just heard DZ bought his wife a snowboard 9 years ago, and they haven't used it. You relate to this, buying things that end up in the closet collecting dust?
Oh, yeah, for sure. 100%.
What do you got for me?
I got that good old waffle maker that everyone buys. And they're like, yeah, let's make some Belgian waffles.
Relatable.
Nope. I love the voice.
Relatable.
I haven't made one since I bought it.
Ryan.
He thought about Belgium since.
He had me at waffles, because you know what I bought was a chaffle maker. You know what a chaffle maker is?
No.
It's a mini waffle. Ryan, you triggered something in me. I don't know why your phone is so loud. I got to turn you down for a second, Ryan. Ryan triggered this in me. I got a chaffle maker because you can make these keto chaffles. I made them 3 times, and it has been in my cabinet for the last 2 years, ever since.
Ain't
let me tell you. Ain't touched
times.
It since. Have not touched it.
Oh, my gosh.
But he's so right with the wall. It's that stupid accessory kitchen stuff you buy,
See?
And you think you're going to use it, and you never do.
Like,
I have an egg slicer. What the hell? What? I've never used my egg slicer.
Let me get that egg slicer. I'd use it.
Yours. Sold for
Let's
free.
Go. Let's
sold
go.
For free, all right? 414-533-1037. Tell us, what is collecting dust in your closet? That's what we want to know, right?
Closet, cabinet, drawer. What'd you buy that you ain't never used or thought of since you got it?
We want to hear everything. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ. Está nevando.
Está nevando.
Está nevando. Damn.
That's good. No, that's good.
I'm working on my Spanish for you, DZ. I'm working on it. We are talking about things collecting dust in your closet.
More than enough things. I know that's there. I know everybody got something.
You had a snowboard you bought for your wife 9 years ago, right?
That's just the tip of the iceberg. Like, I have a list, but we're going to let people get in and share their own things that are collecting dust.
We sure are. Let's just get into the phones. Victoria's in Racine. Good morning, Victoria. What's collecting dust in your house?
Good morning. So I actually have two things. The first one being a sewing machine.
Relatable.
And a very expensive one. Mm-hmm. And a Cricut. One of those, you know, where you can make die cuts. Oh my goodness.
Do you know what a Cricut is?
My wife has one. She's a teacher. She loves her Cricut.
You can make t-shirts with them.
You can make anything with a Cricut.
So basically, you know what, Victoria, I'm sure this is relatable. You buy craft stuff that you never use. So relatable.
Exactly. 100%.
Victoria said, I bought a sewing machine, ain't sewed a thing.
Oh, that's relatable.
That's right.
Thanks for calling, Victoria.
Yeah, have a good one.
You too, take care.
I got to tell you, DZ, I am so glad that one of our regulars, I had a dream about him. I was wondering where the hell he's been. I'm so glad he called back in. Welcome back finally to the show, Justin in Pewaukee. Justin, where the hell have you been?
Good morning.
Explain yourself, Justin.
I got a new job. I normally would be at work at 9, and I'd have a half-hour-long drive to work, which is when I would call in all the time.
Yeah.
And now I'm 5 minutes from home, and I start a half-hour early. So I still listen every day. I just am at work right when you guys usually call for people. But
well, you didn't meet DZ yet, Justin. Meet DZ.
Hi.
What up, Justin? Good to meet you, man. Don't forget, you can always just have us playing on the app, AUDACY. Get us in your earbuds. Go into work. Don't even worry about missing nothing.
You can still text
us, too.
He said he's still listening. He just can't call.
Okay. I'm just getting sad
that he gets out the
car, and then I feel like he's got to turn us off when he really doesn't.
No, he listens. I'm glad that you just called in and got to meet DZ, because I literally was worried about you. When our regulars don't call, I get worried. It's like anybody at the bar when they don't show up for a while. He's like, where the hell's the guy at? What's wrong? Is everybody okay? Anyway, all right, Justin, what's something collecting dust in your house?
Well, so the last two people that you talked to there, Ryan, and then the last lady that called in,
Victoria.
I kind of have the same things with. Yeah, Victoria. I have, with Victoria, I have way too many craft supplies. I use a lot of them, but I probably have 200 and something canvases I got on sale at, like, craft stores over the years I haven't used.
Yep.
But also, my roommate used to buy all of the stupid little kitchen gadgets that were, like, to make little donuts at home or like any of those like press like George Foreman type things.
So
relatable. Like, it makes a quesadilla.
Look at that.
And
it's
we never used any of them.
I'm telling you, it's like the chaffle maker, Justin. What the hell do I need a chaffle maker for? I don't need it. I don't need the egg slicer. I don't need the melon baller. I don't need any of it, but I have
it. But you got it.
Why?
That's funny. No, Justin, those are good, man.
Yeah, Justin. Well, it's good to hear from you, buddy.
You too.
Don't be a stranger. I know your work schedule changed, but I still want to hear from you once in a while, so I know you're okay.
I will. I'll do what I can.
All right. Talk to you later. Next up, DZ, you haven't met her. Nikki from Target. Welcome back and say hello to DZ.
Hola, ¿cómo estás, DZ?
Hola, Nikki. Muy bien.
Okay,
gracias.
I cannot hear you.
Let me tell you something about Nikki. Nikki called in all the time. Nikki used to call in all the time, and we loved her. And she'd be Nikki from Target because she works Target. And Nikki stopped calling. And the other day, she commented on my Instagram post, and I said, where the hell have you been? And she goes, well, I never get through. She was calling the old number. DZ, do you know how long ago we changed the phone number in Kiss FM? We changed it like a year ago, Nikki. Nikki!
That's why you got to save the number. You got to save it and update it. Make sure it's good to go.
Oh, Nikki, you're a riot. Nikki, what's something that's collecting dust at your house?
Okay. First off, I want to say no wapit for the snow, okay?
Yeah.
I hate it.
Same.
She said no wapit for the snow.
I'm going to say, this is embarrassing, size 3-4 clothes with tags still attached.
Oh, clothes.
Now, and shoes, you should see my shoe collection. Mm-hmm. Shoes and boots. I mean, I was once told my shoe game was legendary.
See, it was. That's not a bad thing. Hold on.
But she doesn't wear them.
So?
No, I can't. I've my knees are shot. I can't wear. I was the stiletto queen. I'm Latina. We come out with them, okay?
I'm already knowing, Nikki. She said, I just keep them for the nostalgia now. Knees can't take it, and my ankles can't either.
I model in the chair in the living room, you know?
She sits there and watches TV with her heels on.
Shoe cam ready.
And let me tell you, I have every size from a size zero all the way up to, I'm not going to say, but fair. Allie mm-hmm. inspired me to do the weight loss clinic, mm-hmm. and I am down 20 pounds.
Woo! Nikki! So, girl, you're fine either way. I've seen you. You go, girl, but good job.
You're so sweet. Good girl. You are so good for my ego.
Well, I'm just saying. Women supporting women. Looking good, girl. Either way. But congrats on the weight loss. That's fantastic. Proud of you, girl. And
girl,
keep wearing the stilettos.
Fabulous looking. Let me tell you. Oh, my God.
You should see my new boobs. All right, Nikki. Thanks for calling. We'll talk to you later.
Shoe queen.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Adam is in Adele this morning. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
What's something collecting dust in your house?
I have a bunch of tie-dyeing stuff that I used to do a lot of when I was younger, but I haven't touched it in probably 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've got like a huge Tupperware bin of it.
Hold
but
on.
I was like laughing about the waffle maker thing because I got a waffle maker in high school, which was like 22 years ago. I'm 40 now.
Uh-huh.
And I still use it today. I love the Scooby-Doo waffles, man.
Well, now I know who my waffle maker is going to. It's going to Adam and Adele. Awesome. Thank you for calling, Adam.
Trade them for the tie-dye stuff.
Have a great day. Last but not least, Nicole is in Milwaukee. We're running out of time, but Nicole, DZ bought a snowboard for his wife. It sat in the closet for 9 years. What's
still
collecting dust in your closet?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if which one has more dust between my Kirby or my Instapot.
The Instapot is so relatable.
Same.
I bought one, and now all I use is the air fryer.
It's the kitchen gadget.
It was a waste of a purchase, 100%. What was the first one? The first one was the...
The Kirby?
The Kirby?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Yep, paid all
vacuum.
That money.
Oh, the vacuum.
Yes.
I love me a good vacuum, though, man. You can't put a price on a good vacuum. But then if you don't use it, it's definitely a wasted price.
Same. I love a good vacuum, too, but you got to use it, DZ. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Nicole, thank you.
103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. DZ Estanavando.
Muy bien. Don't doubt yourself.
Ooh,
muy bien. Muy
I'm getting
bien.
Good with my Spanish.
Jesus.
I know 5 words.
And you're going to remember so much more. You just got to unlock it.
Yes. I love it that you're teaching me all these words because you're Colombian.
That's right. Born.
Spanish is your first language.
It is indeed my first language.
Which is amazing.
You hear me speak English. Just know I had to learn this.
Listen, I envy anyone who's bilingual. You can speak two languages. I can barely speak one. I can barely write one.
You're
English.
Not giving yourself enough credit.
You know
what
I'm
more
saying.
Spanish than you think, but I feel
like
you.
People
feel
don't
you.
Give credit to people that can speak more than one language. That's
true.
Hard. That's hard stuff. Listen, DZ. You've been on the morning show now. This is our 4th week together.
It is.
You started working here in 2014 as a baby intern on our sports station. You did everything in the building, but you came back to do mornings with me. I'm glad you're here, but since you came back to do mornings with me, this is our first snowfall together.
It is.
Because we started at the beginning of January.
I really hadn't even thought about that, too, because we got the scare of this big snowstorm that never really happened.
Uh-huh.
And now nobody was scared about this.
And now it's actually snowing.
And now it's actually snowing. Looks like some slush, too. When we were on the way here this morning, it wasn't like it is now.
No. No, I got in the car, and my drive's only like 10 minutes to work. It progressively picked up within that 10 minutes.
Quick.
In the 5 o'clock hour. So I thought, wow, like it was nothing and this is going to move quick.
What's it going to be like later today?
I don't know. But a good thing is when they freaked us out the last time and said we were going to get all that snow and we didn't.
Did you panic?
I don't know if I panicked, but I definitely went out and got salt for my driveway and then I didn't need it. But then I got home and realized I already had 2 bags. I was so mad, dude.
You overprepared, then you good.
I forgot that I had salt from last year. I just completely forgot. Went
you
out,
got salt
freaked
to
out.
Spare.
I probably got ripped off, too. Because now I got 4 bags I don't even need. I don't know. Whatever.
It's fine. I went out and bought 3 bags, and I don't have a driveway.
What do you need 3 bags
just a little
for?
Sidewalk. I'm not running out of salt, though. I hate when that happens. I'd rather have 15 bags than go have to buy one.
You're well prepared. Well, está nevando. I'm learning my Spanish today. It is snowing in Spanish.
Está nevando mucho.
Yes. Be safe out there. Kiss FM.